The government understands and indeed respects the sentiments expressed by many Jamaicans about cruise passengers being allowed to visit attractions while residents were subject to a no-movement order. This was not an easy decision for the government to take, and it is a genuine concern, especially in a society like Jamaica where unequal endowments, unequal treatments, and inequality in general is a fault line for our society. In trying to maintain the social balance and the social equity, we also find out that we are exacerbating the problem. If there is an opportunity for the tourism industry, and let me break that down, because when I say tourism industry, people think of big hotel owners. When you saw the complaints on the TV and in the papers, it wasn't big tourism people complaining. It was a craft vendor. It was the busman who for months have not earned any income. How is this attitude of trying to cut off your nose to spite your face, how is that going to correct the unequal endowments in the society? You know the classic theory of welfare, you know, if you can make one person better and don't make anyone else worse off, that is a good decision. We have to get over it. We have to start to think about our economic progress now. So I think that we made a decision in favor of Jamaicans. We made a decision in favor of the taximan, in favor of the craft vendor. But this is not to say that there weren't problems. As they say, water more than flour. We didn't have enough cruise ships, it's just one. And so yes, persons were complaining.